Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
No dairy for you, Dad. Oh, not again.
Daddy, please.
For love of Christ, Daddy.
Don't say love of Christ at the dinner table.
Right.
For all that is good and holy, stop eating dairy for us.
Just one day. Just one day.
This weekend, by the way, if you have time when you're hanging out, there's a Lifetime biopic that's happening on Salt and Pepper.
Is it biopic or biopic?
It's biopic. And oh my God, that I've been looking forward to this.
3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours.
What?
Well, it's got commercials.
About 3 hours.
Because it's got commercials. That's a long story.
It must be
to
a
tell.
Lot, I guess.
A very long story to tell.
But if it could be, it was a biopic on Jesus, we'd be like, wow, that's long.
No.
True.
Salt and pepper. 3 hours. I understand they're, you know, groundbreaking.
I remember The Irishman was 3.5 hours.
Yeah, I know.
And that went nowhere.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody complains about, oh, that movie's long, you know, whatever. But this is, and I know there's commercials in it, but that does make it drag even more. But I mean,
they
broke
story.
Ground.
Salt.
3 hours. Do I know a song besides Push It?
Of course you do.
Oh,
yes,
my
you do.
God.
I do?
You know a
okay.
lot. I was
yeah.
listening to them on the way in. Do you?
Were you really?
Do you really? Yeah. Do you really want me, baby? You know that song. Let me know.
Sing more.
Let's talk about sex.
Spinderella.
Oh, of course I know
time.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Mm. Mm. Put it in. Believe it or not, this one, I don't know except when Brett plays it and it starts with Spinderella.
You know all of them. What about What a Man?
Oh, yeah, What a Man, What a Man. I know that one. Mm-hmm. You're right, see?
Shoopy-doop, shoopy-doopy, come on.
Sha-booty, sha-sha-sha-booty. Even I know that's not really in their songs.
Shoot, baby, shoot.
Oh, this is them?
Please don't.
No.
I love pegging.
He's bopping. Please don't bop.
Bop.
Shoot.
The bow-legged one.
Honestly, I thought this was TLC.
Racist.
What do I know? I've never really kept. What? Isn't that?
All those girl groups look the same in Roger's eyes.
Here I go. That's the Beyonce group, right? I thought they'd be shoot.
Destiny's Child is.
Oh, Destiny's Child. Yeah, I can't keep track.
I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand. My niece, my witness. The brother had
I may be about to sound like a complete idiot, but. Have there been any, like, super successful white girl groups?
Spice Girls?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you mean, since 2000 or something?
I
mean,
I'm talking about
since the dawn of man, basically.
Ever?
Hold on, I mean, probably.
Like, what about, like...
We've named one, okay.
Right.
I just off the top of my head, let me think. Go-Go's?
Good.
Okay.
Bananarama Bengals. Like that was that. But that's all a run, right? So that's just
right.
a run. But what else?
I don't know.
Because I just said, you know what? Let's see. Out of the top girl groups.
The Runaways?
Yeah, they weren't that big, though.
No. Kitty?
The Andrews Sisters. What the hell? Kitty. I mean, you're right.
For a year, right?
A couple, yeah. A few records.
There's a lot of groups of color. You're right about that.
Right.
I mean, so successful, too. But... yeah, there was just that quick run of a couple of white girl groups. Wow, of the greatest groups of all time, yeah, there's like four that would be white girls.
I'm so distracted by Salt and Pepper, it's insane. Like, I don't even hear what Roger's saying. I'm just singing,
girls allowed.
I'm singing along to my head. In my head.
Do you know Girls Aloud?
No.
They're on this list.
Phillips.
Oh, there you go.
90s. Getting into the 90s. Not just 80s.
Well, Girls Aloud's in the 2000s.
Yeah,
never
there you
heard
go.
Of
Yeah, I don't know. From
oh, Danity Kane, if we're going girl groups. Remember, that was the making the band for the...
And the oh, and the Pussycat Dolls, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Did any of them sell records? Like, did they... Like, they weren't arena acts, though, right?
Who? Ooh. What?
Any of them.
Any of the Go-Go's and...
Well, the Go-Go's, yeah. I know, I'm talking about these last ones, like the Danity Kanes of the world and the Pussycat Dolls. Like, they weren't doing
I think
arenas.
Pussycat Dolls had some pretty big success, but I don't know about arenas or any... I don't know why arenas is the mark of...
Of greatness.
Yeah.
Hold on for one more day. Who's this chick married to? The blonde. She's married to somebody famous.
Right, China Phillips. Standby for Google. William Baldwin of the Baldwin Brothers.
Really?
Billy Baldwin.
Huh. I like that. Good for them.
He overachieved.
What was that hot movie he had? He had one that was really
with the TVs, the screens, a silver
sliver.
Sliver, yeah.
That's
oh
it.
My god.
Sliver. That was like him just trying to get better than 9.5 weeks. His brother had 93, yeah. I don't remember who that was with. So Sharon Stone.
Alec has the major talent, whether you're a fan or not. He's a major talent.
Right.
Billy's got a mediocre talent. And Steven now is like, you know, his biggest hit was Biodome, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that's right.
And I think the movie Threesome, right? Like, wasn't it? Like,
right.
Like, they were at college together and they having threesomes with the chick.
These are all back to my Blockbuster days. I'm picturing these covers.
Are you?
Along with Yost and the Machine. These are all the same ones. Sliver. I'm sorry. Sliver's all out.
Sliver was out.
We have one due back tomorrow. Tomorrow, there's three copies due back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow.
Excuse me.
Hopefully,
sir.
they be kind and rewind. Otherwise, right. You got to do
they
it.
They charged
right?
them. No, they would charge you if you didn't rewind right. it. Those pricks.
$1.50.
Excuse me, sir. Where yes. are your return movies at? I'd like to go through them to see if there's anything good in there.
Well, we have them right over there on the counter,
Thank
right
you.
Over there.
I don't need
right if you can see right, it from there, right?
Right along the blue counter, right over there. Those were all checked in and ready to go. I still have a bunch in the Dropbox over there.
The Dropbox.
God, you'd hear that sound in your sleep.
Thank
in
you.
In your sleep, you'd hear that sound.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Blockbuster and Hollywood Video. They would have the big, like, almost like they were bank vault drop boxes. Like,
right.
The VHS is worth $1,000 each.
I'm just trying to picture Brett and the blue button down.
Absolutely.
The blue button down and the khaki pants.
Of course. Name tag. Does it say Brett on the name tag?
Yep. Blockbuster. Brett.
Did you have to go home because you forgot your name tag? Oh, man.
I don't think so. It's possible.
You should have changed it from Brett to Be Nice.
It was around that time.
The early
to mid 90s. I could have easily done it without getting a second look.
Right.
How long did you work there?
Two years.
Do you remember your boss? You're like, did you and your boss get along?
Yeah. Well, I told that story here where
until they got accused of stealing.
Right. We got accused of stealing.
Right.
There was somebody stealing video games during my shift, and then they brought a guy in. An investigator, and they brought me back, and he goes, "We have you on video right here, taking the merchandise."
He's holding up
a VCR tape in his hand of the footage. And I said,
"And it's a
no, you don't."
Sliver.
I said, first of all, that's sliver. Second of all, no. I said, I didn't do that. I said, show it to me right now, in due time. In due time.
In due time.
I said, show it to me now.
That's smug bastard.
We'll show it to you, but wait, this video right here has you stealing it. And then so I had Rose, who I think was about your height, Monica. Older woman named Rose was the manager. And I open up the back door. I'm like, Rose! Rose! Come back here!
This is while everybody's shopping for videos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she came back in there, and they never showed me the video. I got to keep my job, which was good. And they eventually caught the guy. I mean, we have surveillance video.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I mean, this is, you know, 25 years ago,
you?
We had surveillance video then where you could tell where somebody was taking something or not. And so, I mean, you know, that was I wonder if I could have sued. Like, I keep thinking, like, when we talk about it now, like, I'm wondering, like, you falsely accused me, telling me you had me on video when you 100% didn't.
How long?
Right, but you'd have to be able to back that up, though.
Pull the tape.
Pull
the tape.
That's right.
Did you quit
Rose?
Right after? I'm quitting.
Pull the tape, Rose.
Was that your favorite non-career job?
That was a great job. It was my first job because I was in senior year of high school, and then I think like first year of of college. So yeah, so that was a great job. We met, you know, we all dated each other,
right.
Hung out with each other.
Okay.
It was like a good little,
it was the good group,
good little clique of
that's
friends.
The best.
And plus, it was in my neighborhood too, so everybody would come in, and you know, were you getting off at midnight? Okay, because we closed at midnight.
Right.
So as soon as that, you know,
then we're going out.
We would say last movie dropped in the Dropbox. Sorry, late, buddy. Sorry about that. That was the best, too, when the box was so full. And the people would drop the tape in, and we kept that door open, the sliding door underneath, and it would just topple all over the floor.
Well, get on your J-O-B. Don't check those things back in.
My first job sucked.
What was it?
Your first?
My first job was working at a CVS kind of place.
Mm.
It was called, not TikTok, it was Rock Bottom.
Oh, yeah, Rock Bottom.
Rock Bottom.
Loose leaf paper, glue, and like... aspirin,
right,
and Advil
it was
and stuff.
It was like a CVS, but it was just that CVS's
was
weren't
really?
Around. Yeah.
What did you do? What was your job?
I was a leveler. So I basically had to walk around and, you know, put stock
make the
on
shelves,
shelves
look nice.
And make the stocks. Yeah. I hated
it. That was a cush. I mean, that wasn't, they just.
No, it sucked.
They didn't need that.
I want to say I was making $3.75
an hour. That's the
entry level
job, though.
Yeah.
Making everything look nice. Because in supermarkets, they used to call it square downs.
Yeah.
And when you got first, that's what you had to learn how to do is make the shelves look nice the way supermarkets want.
Right.
How long is that training? Oh, my God. Here's
what I got a square down.
And then I quit. And then I started working at the supermarket that was in the same shopping center. That's where the old woman crapped on the floor.
Oh. So you had two quick first jobs. Like, you weren't there long for either one?
And I got right out of there.
Then what?
I worked at a ski place for...
Now, there's the one you
seasonal,
hang on to.
Seasonal for years.
You tell me you did not interact with the general public because I cannot.
I most certainly did. I loved it.
Oh, no. What'd you say? You want your skis or what, dude?
No. I was very. But you know what's funny? In hindsight, I can't believe how patient I was with people.
Really?
What happened?
I'm going to forget. There was this one woman that's the. So. There was like this big, you've been to Ski Stop. There used to be this big deck in the middle of the store.
Right.
So where you go, so if I was fitting you for boots, right, you would be up elevated over. So your feet were like at my chest level so I can work with the boots, that kind of thing. And this woman, it was a heavy woman, and she had gigantic calves.
You couldn't get a boot around them.
And she wanted these boots.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, these aren't going to be the best boots for you because of the way they fit, and she wanted those boots, so I had to make them fit, and I made them fit.
Yeah,
I said, listen, I had to get longer. I had to fit longer straps, so yeah, there was a strap that would come all the way around, and you had to. Anyway, I made
lady,
it.
You're reffing calves
are
fat.
She ended up tipping me $100 after the whole thing was over.
Really?
She said, "I appreciate your patience. You easily could have just blown this whole thing off."
Patient with my calves.
That's why you had.
I remember because it took me an hour to get her into a pair of boots. An hour. I had to take the foot pads, like the whole spiel I had to work on. I had to do surgery on those boots to get them to fit. I loved doing that stuff. I loved it. I was really, really into skiing at the time. So I loved that job.
Then how long did you last there?
Four seasons.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised.
Four seasons.
Good for you.
I loved it. And then after that, I delivered pizzas.
And that's when the
I had other crappy jobs in there. My mother would make me do summer jobs at the
first retail job. I mean, that happens when you get a bad one. I had the supermarket, and it was great. And it was the people like Britt's talking about where we were hanging out. That's when I first smoked weed. That's when I first learned about all these sort of different bands I didn't know about.
Right.
It was the greatest hangout time with those guys. They were hilarious, too. I would cry. I'd laugh so hard during our shifts.
Oh,
it was amazing. Amazing times with those guys. I never became like, they're not like my hard and fast group of friends because they weren't the ones I went to school with.
Right.
But the guys you work with, you know, your work friends. Oh, my God. We would cry. It was so funny.
I loved delivering pizzas.
Oh.
Loved it.
Isn't that when all the debauchery started, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he'd be like, John, go get me a bottle of Absolut. Okay.
What?
And I go get a bottle of Absolut, and we start mixing cocktails like an hour before closing.
That's probably
or John, go get me. He'd cut a coupon out of one of the, like, the local Penny Saver kind of things. And the beer distributor, not far from the pizzeria, every couple of weeks would have Busch Pounders. So Busch bottles, 16-ounce bottles for, like, $9.99 a case.
What? Oh.
And he'd make me go grab the coupon and go pay for the coupon and get the case of Busch Pounder so we could have him in there.
But how did you reach for it? You're underage.
No. At that point, I was in college.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.